There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And rolling in on hour number two, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Coat, TacticalHolsters.com. This is the only kind of holster I run. It's the only kind of holster I'm going to run. I have had many people offer to let me try their other product, other products that carry guns and stuff. I've tried one, and I came back to G-Code simply because of the modularity. The modularity is something that you cannot beat. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. SHOT Show has just closed down in Las Vegas. SHOT Show, the shooting, hunting, and outdoor trade show, is the world's largest gun show, held annually in Las Vegas. It's intended for those in the trade, not the general public. Almost 16 miles of booths to go see everything is a near marathon feat of endurance. And every mile exhibits more firepower than all the armies of the ancient world combined. But there's some people that think that the gun industry themselves are scared. Running scared. Politically, that is. And there's plenty of reasons for that to be that way. 2 years ago, after the Newtown and the 2012 election, SHOT Show was happening when President Obama's executive actions were being announced. A year ago, I mean, Christmas Eve of this year, of this past year, which is, what is today? Today's 20-something. So let's say, 4 weeks ago, the UN Arms Trade Treaty went into effect. This year, executive actions are back on the agenda as far as gun control. With the midterm elections now passed, and the industry's fears that there's nothing to stop the president from indulging in his anti-firearms instincts. And that's the problem I have with the firearms industry at large, because they don't understand exactly what they are. And I suspect, when you've got 134 million gun owners, and they don't, I suspect it's very large that way too. They don't understand that. They look at themselves as 134 million separate individuals instead of a group. Instead of a, for lack of a better word, an army, a militia, if you will. Now, the gun industry in large has greatly benefited from Obama being in office. He's been very good for them. Far from controlling guns, his anti-gun, anti-firearm advocacy has made him the top salesman. 2012, in which latest year for which statistics are available, almost 8.6 million firearms were manufactured in the U.S., bettering 2011's total of 6.6 million, which was itself a record. Imports also hit new highs in 2013. And activity in the more exotic realm of the NFA, fully automatic weapons, suppressors, and short-barreled rifles, has been at record levels since 2011. One reason for the nerves at the show is simply the general awareness that the good times occasioned by worries over about Obama can't last forever. They believe, there's a lot of people in the gun industry that believe that sales have peaked, that they can't possibly get any better, that they can't possibly go any higher. And in spite of the boost that Obama has given to their sales, many would rather have a president who is less obviously hostile to their industry and their livelihoods. Joanna Reeves is the executive director of the Fair Trade Group, the Firearms Import-Export Roundtable, and expressed it this way. The Obama administration and the ATF in particular are pushing the envelope and testing the boundaries to see how far they can go. And the ATT and other UN programs play into this. And what Johanna, if that's how she pronounces her name, it's like I said earlier. The only group that I know of out there that has publicly expressed their intent to this administration has been the Special Forces Veterans, Special Forces Veterans Group. And they sent him a letter, him, Obama, a letter, saying if you pursue this and if you push this agenda, we will go operational, basically is what they said. That's paraphrasing a lot of what they said, but we'll do what we do. We're not going to allow you to do this. That needs to come out of the face of every politician we just elected. Out of every new maverick, firebrand, conservative, they need to be standing up at some point in their career. I just saw something the other day where, let's see, they had a group of politicians. We had the usual suspects that all want to be the Republican nominee. And they started talking gun control. And one of them said that, here in this state, gun control is hitting what you're aiming at. But I have yet, except in certain temporary instances, seen somebody just go off the rail articulating what they're trying to say. And that needs to become the new thing. You see, one of the things they do and do well is they articulate and coordinate the same idea, the same lie in most cases. And they will continue to do that to where if they're talking about it in Hoboken, they're talking about it in Albuquerque. Same point. Same conclusion. What we have to articulate to the politicians, to the Obamas, to the Bloombergs and to everybody else that's been turned out or that's turned on or whatever they're doing right now, is that you are not allowed to do this, and we're not going to allow you to do this. You want to rule the world, you need to come from another way, because you're not going to do it by disarming the law-abiding first. We will never allow you to do that. In fact, we will exercise the Second Amendment the way Jefferson envisioned it if you push the edge of the envelope too far. And I mean, it's a winning proposition for us. It really is. It's a winning proposition for us. Shannon Watts says that the term gun control was the wrong term because it was a phrase that was pointed to be as divisive or didn't have the right tone or implications. So now they've gone to trying to fool people with new language. They've admitted that trying to say what they wanted to say didn't work out too well, so now they're trying to introduce new things like gun safety, common sense gun laws, keeping guns out of the wrong hands. Show me a law that you've got that is designed to not do that. Don't we have enough of those already? How's that working? Anyway, we'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80. Or get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com on the web.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. This is the most... of the set of tools that I run around with on a daily basis, this would have to be, I mean, I've got the stuff that was their first generation, and I've got some of the stuff that was their third generation, and I've got some of the stuff that was their second generation, and they continue to evolve. And when I get the latest stuff, I never get rid of the older stuff because it's still usable. It's still good. It's still innovative. And it's their first generation is a little bit higher grade than anything you're going to find out there. So anything they've got, they never do away with most of the stuff that they make in the first place. So that's why they are my people. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. I look at things like car alarms and reinforcing your door, and body armor, gun safes. I look at all of that kind of stuff as passive defense. And I will explain to you why. Those things are only good temporarily. All right? And they're only going to function correctly for a moment if they are directly assaulted. In time, they will all fail. Now, this isn't a new thing, okay? But as it continues being brought up, they continue to bring it up. And once again, Mike Honda, Democrat out of California, has brought it up in the new Congress. He's introduced another bill for consideration, H.R. 378, which would make it a crime to own Type 3 body armor, which would be punishable by up to 10 years in prison. What possible justification can there be made for making a federal crime out of owning a product designed to protect you from ballistic harm? From buying portable cover? What's the justification for that? On his website, he writes, the Responsible Body Armor Possession Act. This bill allows law enforcement to respond to active shooting situations more effectively. The bill prohibits the purchase, sale, or possession of military-grade body armor by anyone except certain authorized users, such as first responders and law enforcement. That's all we get. So we get to surmise that the Golden State Politico reckons police would have a much easier time of taking out active shooters if they, the active shooters and not the cops, were banned from wearing Type 3 bullet-resistant vests. Now, this presumes also that every time we have an active shooter that they are wearing a Type 3 bullet-resistant vest. If they were to ban the Type 3 bullet-resistant vest, that would prevent active shooters from obtaining and wearing such attire, and that active shooters wearing a Type 3 bullet-resistant vest are enough of a problem to warrant federal legislation. And don't forget that banning Type 3 bullet-resistant vests doesn't limit law-abiding citizens' abilities to defend themselves. And it's that last one that reveals his true agenda. Like all gun control zealot advocate punks, Honda believes that people are safer under the protection of the bullet-resistant vest-wearing police than they are when they take responsibility for their own defense, which could include wearing a rifle-round-capable bullet-resistant vest. You see, self-defense is risky. People who own guns and wear bullet-resistant vests, they could turn into active shooters.
Yeah.
Hard to kill active shooters, yeah. And then there's seepage. Honda believes, or he buys the constitutionally irrelevant argument that the law-abiding American shouldn't have access to military-grade guns, high-capacity magazines, and bullet-resistant vests because criminals will steal the kit and use it against the cops. I mean, defenseless citizens and cops. Now, I may be giving Representative Honda maybe too much credit. Maybe it would be cynical for me to suggest that maybe the anti-gunners simply want one more toehold, one more tool in the toolbox for an all-powerful state. So if so, anything that gives the police more power than the citizenry is a good thing, not a bad thing, right? Fully automatic rifles for cops? Great thing. Bullet-resistant vests for cops? Absolutely. General public? No way. That's the one I'm going with. That's the one I'm going with. I believe Honda is lying through his teeth. I believe this is just more, you know. How can it be criminal to wear passive defense? How can that be criminal? The only reason that you would want to make it criminal for civilians to be able to own body armor, and I own body armor, okay? I've got it right here in front of me. Can't put it on right now. Can't pick it up. But I own it. But, and I'm not, you know, I don't look down at the body armor and go, you know, I could do a little L.A. style shooting. The cops would just continually shoot me over and over and over and over again in the body armor. Never aim for things like my legs or my head or my arms or my appendages. Because here's the thing about body armor. Body armor works if you get hit in it. That's when it works. And if you're going to wear body armor that you don't have to have replaced after multiple hits, then you're wearing AR-500 plates, steel plates. And those things weigh, 7-8 pounds each? And when you, that doesn't sound like much, okay? But when you throw that on top of water, on top of ammunition, on top of anything else you may be carrying in the kit, that all begins to add up. Ounces equal pain when it comes to moving and shooting. So I know plenty of people that own body armor too. And they're not some marauding band of desperados just waiting to engage. This law is, we want to have the police to be able to kill on demand. And you just die. But aren't we protesting that right now? I'm so confused by all of these liberals. I'm going to go have a spiritual moment. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM. I recently learned about a very unusual pharmacist who does not advocate use of prescription drugs, except in rare circumstances, say when powerful antibiotics are needed to kill a potentially lethal infection, such as pneumonia or staph. Instead, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from Boulder, Colorado, suggests always giving the body all the nutrients it needs to survive, thrive, escape illness, and live younger and longer. I don't think you will find anyone who knows more about how the body works and can explain it in such a delightful and entertaining way. Ben has recorded some very useful health nugget minutes that are available 24/7 online at criticalhealthnews.com. I invite you to log on to criticalhealthnews.com, listen to these pharmacist Ben health nuggets, and maybe even interact with Ben via chat or email. You're going to love Pharmacist Ben online at criticalhealthnews.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-317-6432. I'm not the only one that has noticed that SHOT Show has folded up and called it a day for 2015. Josh Sugarman, the executive director of the Rapidly Anti-Gun Violence Policy Center, which is one of only a few out there that still actually call for an outright ban. They're brazen enough to... Well, they're being honest. Let's just call them one of a couple of honest ones. How about that? Let's do that. They have long argued that the gun industry depends on marketing increasingly lethal firearms in order to keep customers coming back for more. I've never understood this supposed philosophical increased lethality. The M16 M4 platform. This is you know, that's 1957 technology. Now. And dead is dead, by the way. I'm sure the modern ammunition probably works a whole lot better than the original 1957 ammunition that used to come down the pipe. But I'm pretty sure that a 5.56 that hit you in 1957 would probably kill you about as dead as one that would do it today. So this whole increased lethality thing is it is a puzzle. But Josh Sugarman apparently has an open door to the Huffington Post, so he wrote an article, "Behind Closed Doors in Vegas, Military Gun Industry Sells. And he's rather incensed at this idea that not just anyone is welcome at the show, which sort of defeats the whole purpose, I think. He's saying that they market increasingly lethal guns to a public, but it makes them mad because the public can't go to SHOT Show. Which is it? He points out access to the SHOT Show, and nobody calls it the SHOT Show. They call it SHOT Show. But this is a non-gunner, anti-gunner. He says access to the SHOT Show is restricted to members of the firearms industry. The general public is banned, and media access is tightly controlled. I could have gone there. Well, if I'd been awake. Okay, let me rephrase that. If I'd been awake, I could have gone there and done every show from SHOT Show. I could have done them pre-recorded and done them anytime during the day. There's plenty of people that do broadcasts from SHOT Show. Media access, you have to go through a process to get involved in it, but it's the same thing that you'd have to, you know, it's no more than you'd have to go through to be a photographer on the sidelines of a major college football game. It's, you know, it's not just going to be, hello there, I'm Josh Sugarman of the Rabidly Anti-Gun Violence Policy Center, and I'd like some media access to the SHOT Show. What, I have to fill out a form? What are you trying to hide? He writes, because the SHOT Show is run for the benefit of the shooting, hunting, and outdoor law enforcement industry. A demonstrated record of reasonable objectivity, fairness, and balance in past coverage of the industry will be considered. But he points out, now Sugarman points this out, which is, you can't get this kind of rich. I mean, you can't bake it into the cake, this kind of richness. It bothers him that it's a level of reasonable objectivity, fairness, and balance that is, of course, in the eyes of the show's industry sponsors. And he has an explanation for the exclusivity of the event. So why so camera shy? One reason is that such images would reveal all too clearly what the modern gun industry has become. An industry dominated by military-bred weaponry, marketed with militarized language, almost always in capital letters, and imagery that would disturb the vast majority of Americans. Huh. Wow, that's pretty wordy and pretty expressive. The modern gun industry is based off of the civilian gun industry, you understand. If you go back a ways there, Josh, if you went back to the early days when we were fighting the Revolutionary War, the guns that were used to fight the Revolutionary War were brought from home. There were later innovations like rifle barrels that certain of the more frontiersmen, the guerrilla fighters, would introduce to the modern battlefield, where they would take on and engage the British soldiers at a far further range than their muskets could take it, because they were all smoothbore. But, you know, the rifle barrel, that was like an innovation of the Revolutionary War. But as such, there were no quote-unquote military weapons at that time. Now, from that, yes, we have had military weapons come up, military-grade weapons come up. You know, there's no sporting application for a howitzer, you know. But the military, their mission is defense of the nation. For people like me, my mission is defense of self, which can translate into defense of nation. And it may translate into defense against nation, you know, however you want to put it. But I'm not a sporting shooter. I'm not a hunter. So I like the military grades. And you know what? I'm a veteran and I understand this stuff. Now, I may not have as much hands-on experience as this younger generation does. But I was messing around with the archaic tools before these kids were born, so when I get my hands on something really innovative, it's really nice. You see, what Sugarman is accusing them of is trying to be subversive with their advertising. They don't want people to know what they're selling. This is why they don't invite the regular people to come that are outside of the gun industry to come. They don't want them to know that the SHOT Show is marketing military-bred weaponry. And this is, This is what this is how these companies make their money, he says, and they're hardly secretive about it. His op-ed column, after all, was replete with posters advertising the company's wares. The images on the company's websites, and I mean, you go to any company, you go to any of these websites, and yes, they're advertising a gun of a degree of lethality, because nobody's trying to sell any non-lethal guns in the gun industry. Just a fact of life. His hostility over this free enterprise is interesting. I myself, if I had the wherewithal, I would go to the NSSF and I would say, NSSF, let me take Josh Sugarman around SHOT Show. Let me let him do what he wants to do, with a couple of caveats. With everything he does, he has to include me in it. If he's doing something where he's talking about a gun, I get to provide the counterpoint. But let's give him the open forum he wants. Because there is a group of people out there that would look at this and say, well, what are they trying to hide? Call them the low info voters. But by all means, let's give him complete and total openness to this, shall we? And if you don't want me to do it, find somebody and let them take him around and be very nice to him and everything. And when, you know, just laugh at him when he's being an idiot, because that means you'll be laughing a lot. We will be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
And last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. There's a company out there called Perry USA, and they have put out a statement indicating they regret their decision to provide firearms for use in the film Taken 3. You see, here's a problem. The Liam Neeson, the Brian Mills of the Taken franchise, which, quite honestly, the first Taken movie, from a movie standpoint, okay, from a story standpoint, I found the premise compelling. But then, with Taken 2, they just changed the story around a little bit. And I haven't looked at Taken 3, but I'm beginning to look at the whole Taken franchise as that whole McDonald's McRib sandwich scam they run on us every year. I mean, you know, the McRib is basically them smearing some excrement on a bun and calling it food. And then they all only offer it for a limited time. So, all of a sudden, I look at the Taken franchise as the celluloid McRib. So, you know, after I had Taken 1, I watched most of my movies on Apple TV, by the way, in case you were wondering. Anybody taking notes? I watch Apple TV. When Taken 2 came out, I was like, oh, okay, well, this time, instead of the, you know, you still got the ineffective daughter who drives through the streets of Turkey like Jason Bourne in Paris, the whole time complaining she can't do it, and they still manage to get through it. And then, of course, then Brian Mills employs his impressive skill set and goes and kills everybody and everything and everybody, you know, it's tired. The problem that Para USA has is that Liam Neeson is anti-gun. And he gets out there earlier this month when he was in France, or he made comments to Gulf News in response to the terrorist attacks in France earlier this month. First off, my thoughts and prayers in my heart are with the deceased and certainly with all of France yesterday. I've got a lot of dear friends in Paris, he told the newspaper. There's too many guns over there, especially in America. I think the population is like 320 million, and there's over 300 million guns privately owned in America. I think it's a disgrace. Every week now, we're picking up a newspaper and seeing yet another few kids have been killed in schools, the actor said. But he said the gun problem is not connected to violent action movies. Okay, this is very deep. Qui-Gon Jinn coming at you, okay? I grew up watching cowboy movies. Loved doing that gun gesture with my fingers. Bang, bang, you're dead. I didn't end up a killer. A character like Brian Mills going out with guns and taking revenge, it's fantasy. Now, and that's your opinion, Qui-Gon. That's your opinion. Para USA regrets their decision to provide firearms for use in the film Taken 3. And they write that we will no longer provide firearms for use in films starring Liam Neeson and ask that our friends and partners in Hollywood refrain from associating our brand and products with his products. Projects, rather. Further, we encourage our partners and friends in the firearm industry to do the same. Now, here's the thing about the entertainment industry. Most of your actors, like Liam Neeson, are salaried people. Now, if you want to go after somebody that goes after guns just absolutely full bore and makes a lot of money on the back end, then you got to start looking at people like Sylvester Stallone. You got to look at Stallone because Stallone made a lot of money using guns. And then he recycled himself, making a lot of money using guns. And even that is beginning to get a little old. I haven't seen Expendables 3 yet, and I'm not going to say that's another McRib movie. Okay. Just put them on hold. Put them on hold, and we'll go with it from there. Got a call coming in. Ben in Michigan. Yes, sir.
How you doing, Bill?
I'm all right. I'm better.
Well,
better than I was.
Well, you need to slow down a little bit, brother. I've been there, you know. And we get old. We got to slow down. We can't, you know, can't let things get to us. You know, sometimes it stresses us out, man. You know, maybe I shouldn't have called in today.
Well, see, the problem I have here is that all the stuff that was slowing me down, they took it away.
Well, that's good.
I've been released.
That's good.
Unleashed, if you will. Anyway, what do you want to talk about?
Well, let me say that they ain't found my problem yet, so I don't know. But I seen my problem with it's heart related too as yours. I when the low pressures move through, they're more intense now, and I think that's got to do with what's going on up in the skies there. But have you noticed that lately? That low pressures are more intense. They're like a hurricane, you know. But they're real more tense now, and I get these, like, pressures in my forehead and in my temple. And,
right.
Yeah, I've been to all kinds of specialists, but nothing. You know, they can't find nothing. But and I get these headaches for 3 or 4 days when the low pressures are moving in now. So I just want to point that out to you. You know, maybe they, you know, be careful of them low pressures as they're moving through your area, because they do have effect on our health, too, you know. But the question I want to ask you today is, I know you don't know the answer to this. None of us probably do. But how can the president be getting away with what he's doing? I mean, just to turn your back on Israel scares me, man. You know, I hear people talk bad about the Jews all day long, and I don't care one way or another because we're all human beings, and it's not the Jewish people. It's a group of people that are doing things around the world. So you can't blame it on one group of individuals. You know what I mean?
Right.
Right, but I watch him turn his back on Israel, and I read writings in the Bible, I read writings on you know, in old texts and everything, and it just scares the crap out of me.
Well, the reason the president, as you say, gets away with it is, if you go back and you look at things through time, like I was watching a series the other day, and I went back and I looked at what happened with Nixon during the Watergate era. And, you know, Nixon coming off LBJ, seemed really conservative. And Nixon did some conservative things, but in the end, Nixon was a criminal. And the press went after him full bore, as they should have. Okay? They should have gone after him full bore. Now, we have yet to see that since then. They've gone after Reagan full bore when he had Iran-Contra. They didn't so much, I don't remember them beating up on Jimmy Carter so much, but Jimmy Carter, it wasn't what he was doing, it was a whole bunch of what he wasn't doing. Well, Bill Clinton,
I guess we should hold the news, mainstream news liable and liable for not reporting the truth, because, you know, this has been going on for a while, whether it's a Border Patrol agent being murdered on the border of our borders and not, nobody being held liable for it, where they were smuggling guns to the drug cartel, or whether it was an ambassador overseas that was murdered because, once again, they were smuggling guns to the terrorists, but nobody's held liable for these things.
Well, it's like anything else. We have an incredible media dissemination array at our fingertips, you and I. But the established ones, the ones that had the most money and everything coming in, they whoever's first on the scene as far as in any sort of industry, they normally will control the scene for quite some time to come. Now, all of your major media outlets out there have a credibility problem, and you can see that in their viewership. And yet they still have plenty of money coming into them by some bigger players that think they still have some sway. And that's the news that gets out there.
Yeah.
And I just run out of time, Ben. I just ran out of time.
All right. And let me tell you something funny about fake news last night.
Well, I mean, I'm literally out of time. I'm going away. So give me a call back tomorrow. We'll do it again. That is it. We will be back. Stay safe on a Wednesday. This has been Lock and Load.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.